Seattle has a youth poet laureate, and soon we'll have a civic poet. This is in addition to our state poet laureate, Elizabeth Austin. Why so many public poets? Austin told Marcy Silman it really makes sense here.
Seattle is just chock-a-block with not just poets, but poetry readers. And I think the evidence for that is in the existence of someplace like Open Books, which has been selling nothing but poetry for 20 years. Other bookstores on Finney Ridge, Elliott Bay Books. We're poetry readers here.
How do you imagine that the role of Seattle civic poet might differ from your role as Washington Poet Laureate?
My sense is that it's really about having someone who's engaged in the city that they are serving, that the programs will be designed and focused and oriented toward the people in that community, and it will be someone who's rooted in that community. The poet laureate for the state, the mandate is to cover the entire state, 39 counties, whereas the Seattle civic poet lives here and is part of this community, and I hope also will be a resource to other poets in the city.
So when you think about a civic poet for the city of Seattle, it got me to wondering, you know, we've got many, many issues that face the city, affordable housing, racial equity, homelessness. So what impact can a poet have on a city that really has some meaty, serious thorns in its side?
I think at its best, poetry provokes conversations that are difficult to have otherwise, whether it's through raising the question, first of all, or better yet, raising it with images, with ideas, with a voice maybe that hasn't been heard before. Poems are also compressed and compact. You can wrestle with issues differently in a book of nonfiction or in a novel, but a poem in a very small amount of time can raise issues in a way that is urgent, immediate, and specific. I also, though, want to make a point that there are lots of ways to be an activist. Some of those involve being out on the street and being visible. But another way to be an activist is to metabolize, if you will, what's going on around you and transform it into language that will recast those events so that we are hearing and seeing them in a different way than we're offered by, say, the news media or other forms of information.
Elizabeth, when I heard about this civic poet program, I cast my mind back a few years because there was something called the Poet Populist Program that the city discontinued in 2008. Do you know how, if at all, the civic poet would differ from the poet populist?
I was in on some of the conversations via email when they were forming the civic poet idea, and there was a real desire to keep much of the spirit of the poet populist. But I think part of the conversation was about, you know, the poet populist was popularly elected, and that was part of the design of it. But it also meant that the people who were nominated had to lobby for themselves and had to sort of campaign. And I think there are lots of people who would be very good in the civic poet role for whom that's just not something they're going to do. Not everybody's a politician and can, you know, get votes. And so I think the idea here is to make the selection process a little more accommodating of a range of people. Again, this is just my perspective. I'm not on the selection committee, so I don't know for sure, but this is what I'm observing from the outside. But I do think that absolutely that idea of someone who is engaged in the community, who is involved, who is interested in speaking back to, speaking about, raising questions that are relevant to people living here in Seattle, that's the core of the idea.
Seattle's civic poet is going to be announced by early August. Coming up tomorrow on The Record, Elizabeth Austin introduces us to another Northwest poet that she admires.